This
is After Sunday.
Hey guys, welcome back to After Sunday with your host Zane.
And I'm Emily, and today we had a missions update and we talked a little bit more about revival and community and what that really looks like in the Bible and around the world.
Yes. I don't know who, I think it was Ty, one of our SAs, brought up Acts 2 church a few weeks ago just as a joke, but then Chris really brought it to life, you know, with his AI pictures and stuff. I thought that was really cool, like, when we see the utilization of AI and just, like, I don't know, painting the Bible picture for us. Like, I think it's so cool.
Yeah, I really like the pictures, the illustrations. It really felt real seeing what it could have looked like.
Yeah, you felt like you were in the moment, and the Acts 2 church today is very hard to picture, you know, everyone having everything in common. Like Chris said, it's like we have so much more than them, but churches with so much less can do so much more. And it's a little bit of a tongue twister, but it's so true. What are we doing day in and day out to make this community more revived and make this community grow exponentially?
Yeah, I was thinking, looking at the AI picture of like what the Acts 2 church could have looked like, and looking at some of the pictures of the congregations from India and Nicaragua, I was really thinking about like how content we are with being comfortable. Like we sit in the pews and they're spaced out and I don't have to sit close to anyone, but like, man, those people were packed in. They were standing just to be able to hear the word. Like there were no chairs. It wasn't comfortable. They were just there and so willing to stand or sit on the ground and do whatever they had to just to be with the people of God.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, if I were to caption all of those pictures put together, because you've been to a lot of Mission Sundays, you hear the updates and stuff, and sometimes it's so tempting for, you know, the enemy to play a game on you where, hey, it's just Mission Sunday, you don't have to pay attention. But no, I think the church today really took something out of it, and something you could caption all those pictures is the word service. Mm-hmm. You saw people preparing the feast. It took a whole day to prepare all that food. And then you just see people like standing up, giving up their chairs for other people. I'm sure that's what was happening because so many people were there. I mean, it was fascinating. It was so cool to think about. Not that the numbers matter, but the hearts and the souls do matter. And I think we saw that in those pictures.
Can we talk for a minute about the picture of the women who just showed up there to pray all day?
Let's do it.
Getting ready for that meeting. Because that's it right there. Like, are we doing that? Are we showing up hours before a church service, hours before we do something here to just pray out into it? And sometimes maybe, you know, maybe if we were that dedicated to praying over our services and praying over that, just as not just the elders and the people who already do that sort of thing, but just as the people, mm-hmm. like, What would we see? What would it look? What would it change how church looks like for us?
Absolutely. And, you know, being a newer member of Central, what I've seen this year in growth due to the theme of revival, you can walk in a building and tell when something has been prayed for. And what I mean by that is the physical work is easy to see because that's visible. You see someone preparing the coffee, someone standing at the welcome booth. But if their hearts aren't in it, the church will not grow. And I think we've seen that this year. You can tell this church has been prayed over. And there's so much more prayer that can go into it. And it can never stop. But you can tell something is different about Central this year. And that's something I've enjoyed seeing so much, being a newer member.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Prayer just changes everything. Like, it really changes everything. And like, that's so inspiring. Like, I really want, like, going forward, my prayer life to really change, to really look like everything is being prayed over. Everything is intentional and just given to the Lord all the time. Like that's so inspiring.
Absolutely. I think, and something practical we can do for that, for all those you know, listening, driving to work, wherever you're going right now. I know you're probably going somewhere because this world just keeps on moving fast. And if you're not moving with it, you're bound to get hit. But practically, pray. It doesn't, sometimes it should look like those people in India where they're just on the floor praying for a few hours. Props to them. But if you're so worried about not being able to pray at all, don't just say that. Just start praying right then and there. It's a conversation between you and the Lord. And I think something that we often twist in our heads is there has to be a time and a place for prayer. That is absolutely incorrect. You can pray anytime you want. You're walking, students, you're walking to class, you're walking that last exam. Don't just pray for a good grade, but, you know, just pray for the day. Thank God for waking up and all this stuff. That's something I've been doing. It's worked tremendously.
Yeah. It's just so inspiring to see, like, the church around the world work. And like Chris said, like, these people around the world have so much less than we are, but they're so often doing so much more than the churches who have so much in America do. And just seeing them, like, the pictures of when they went out door knocking, just risking everything.
Yeah.
Just for the chance that someone might come to church tonight. Even they don't even know if that person is going to be receptive. But they're taking that risk just in case.
They are letting the Spirit guide their every step. They're letting the Lord be the light and the lamp unto their feet. Because they don't know where the end journey is on that door knocking path, but they do know that the Lord will provide. And they're you can tell those people the type to get the one, you know, just go for the one. And I love that you point out the door knocking thing, because what Chris said really stuck with me. Those people, if any of you listeners don't remember, Chris was saying, these people are bound for harassment by the police and the other members because of the such strong Hindu foundation in India that if they're caught spreading Christianity, I mean, watch out. It's not going to be a fun journey, but they don't care because they know what happens in those meetings and they know what happens in their services. And they're so willing to do it because they know what the rewards are and what the Lord has done and how it's worked with them. I mean, it started with like 10 people, I think, in those meetings, something like that. I mean, and the amount of money we donate, it has grown, but you can tell it was growing before the money even started coming in because of the people's hearts.
Yeah. It was just so powerful. And it's so encouraging because if they can risk all of that, all that harassment, their kids might not be able to go to college because they knocked on someone's door to tell them about Jesus. Like, man, what am I doing? I'm like, someone's going to think I'm silly. Like, well, that's nothing. That's nothing for the chance. And even like, I bet living with the expectation that as long as I'm doing something for the Lord, that the Lord's going to make something good happen. Like, it's that expectation that's faith right there.
Yep. And I think you often, I've heard these terms at work before. You know, well, what's your appetite for smart risk? Smart risk, you know, it just means like, you know, what's a good risk we're willing to take? For us, I mean, we get up every day, we drive somewhere. That is a risk, hindsight. Dude, why are we not risking more for the Lord?
Yeah.
He will plant our steps in front of us if we just dive in. It doesn't have to be knocking on someone's actual doors. What about knocking on someone's cubicle in the office saying, hey, man, are you doing good? Because it starts with love, like Chris was talking about. And like we've always talked, it always starts with love. Knocking on someone's cubicle, saying hey to someone next to you in class. Maybe, you know, acknowledging a homeless person on the side of the road because they're a human too. Like it is overcomplicated and overcompensated with money. But it just starts with us. It starts with the people because we are the community and we build the church.
Yeah. And did you catch like something else he said when he was talking about the door knocking is that they're always welcome when they go out into the community because they've proven themselves to be servants of the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and it sounds repetitive, but it's changed every time we talk about the topic. Like it's just, the moral of the story is just be kind to one another and know you're doing it for the Lord and be a servant. Wash other people's feet before yourself. And that's what those pictures were saying. It made me really want to, you know, it's getting me hyped for a mission trip soon. Like, I don't know where I'm going, but God, you know, Lord willing, like, take me somewhere. And if it's here, let it be. Like, there's work that needs to be done here. And I totally, like I said, it doesn't need to be overcomplicated. And I think we overcomplicate it every single day. We think it has to be this perfect. We have this perfectionist mindset, you know? Like, it's like, I mean, sometimes as an essay, I'm sure you're like, oh, no, the singing, it needs to sound like this. It needs to be like this. Dinner has to be at this time, that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like it's easy to do that. But I think when we see essays that are just talking to the people instead of worrying about the logistics, like, oh man, that's when things like, that's when you see the love. That's when you see the Holy Spirit placing the hand in that, fostering that relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely like speak as from experience of this past year being an essay, like the most powerful moments that I had were not during the events, during the times that we've set this all up for something to happen, and such good things happen there. But there's something so different about when someone texts you and says, hey, I need a ride to something in an hour. Mm-hmm. Can you pick me up? And you go. And there's something so different because that's when they know that it didn't just stop when they left the room, when they left the service, when they left the Devo. It's the love of Christ is now. It's happening now.
Yeah. Because the Lord is going to water the plant, and he's going to plant the seed too. But if we are his ambassadors of the kingdom, the water may be instilled through us, you know? And I think sometimes we work too hard to be the water when God is going to water that plant, water that relationship. Emily, closing thoughts. What was your biggest, you know, you're just like, get the church members going for the week. Like, how can we inspire them? What was your best closing thought? And it could be something we already said, but.
I just think we have to show up every day ready to do the thing. We have to be concerned with what God wants to do. We have to be concerned with how can I show up for the people around me today, and not about how am I going to be a good Christian. It's about how am I going to do the thing, and not just look the part.
Yep.
And I just how can we do that in our community right now? How can we look more like these churches who are doing amazing things with so little?
Absolutely. For me, it's going to go back to don't overcomplicate and don't overcompensate. And I'll also say smile, because a smile goes a long way. And then absolutely. I just say, I mean, just, all right, I'll challenge everyone this week, for those listening, I'll do it myself. Just write three things you're grateful for every morning, and then write down, because when you write down, you'll remember it. Write down three things you want to see achieved in the next month. And it's got to be attainable. You know, it's got to be measurable and stuff like that, but just three things, and I promise you the Lord will work, because he will always provide. But those are our closing thoughts for this Sunday. We're super thankful for all you guys that tune in and all you guys that were there today. It was a great service, and just go be a blessing this week. That's our encouragement today, and thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah, have an amazing week after Sunday.
This is After Sunday.